Let's talk about hand jobs. That's right, hand jobs. A handy, spanking the monkey, whatever you want to call it. Here's the thing. I think they're vastly underappreciated. They're always seen as the first act of, you know, sexual nature, other than a little bit of light groping. And so really, since then, and they've moved on, they're seen as something that's... it's done quickly as an intermittent stage to something else. You know, when was the last time you had or gave a handjob? Just a handjob, nothing else. Nothing more, not as a precursor to something else. Someone used their hands, or you used yours, to make someone come. I'm going to guess that for a lot of you it was not that recently. And I think that's a real shame. And I'm going to tell you why they're of such interest to me. If you couldn't tell, I'm experiencing myself at the same time, just for that added motivation and inspiration in this case. Now, one of the obvious reasons that they're so useful is that you can give a handjob in a large variety of places whilst being sort of conspicuous. And I say sort of because, yes, you could put your coat over my lap and reach in to play with my cock, but the motions kind of give it away. That said, it is a bit more subtle than either putting your mouth around my dick or bouncing up and down on my lap, which really does tend to give the game away, to be honest. And I know a lot of you do like a little bit of outdoor fun. I mean, let's be honest, who doesn't? I mean, at the cinema, or the movies, as you guys might say, it would be so easy to do. On a bus, on a train, maybe even on a plane. So yeah. That's one advantage. Oh, fuck. The other one is that it can be a rather intimate experience. There are times when, be it for a reward or for our own pleasure, that making your partner come and just focusing entirely on them is a rather pleasurable experience for both parties. But the downside to oral, in this case, which is what it often goes to, is that it's not overly intimate. Now, don't get me wrong, I love going down on someone, and I love when someone goes down on me, and it can be intimate. But it's not quite the same. Lying next to your partner, with one of you on your back, and the other one on their side, leaning over you, up there, right next to your face, looking into your eyes, while one of you gets pleasured. Oh, it's one of my biggest fantasies. I'm one of the... fortunately, it's quite an easy one to actually reach, but, having my partner lying next to me on the bed and whispering filthy things to me, being able to kiss my neck, whilst their hand explores my body, pleasures me. It allows them to base their actions completely on how I react, and because they can see my eyes and my face, and because they can feel my cock in their hand. Oh, they can see everything. I can't hide anything from someone when they're doing that. And there's also a lot of things they can do. Like the occasional just tight squeeze and hold at the base that just drives you mad. Oh, and always adds a little pre-cum to the mix. Oh, every time without fail. Or you could alternate the strokes from long, slow, tight ones to sudden fast stroking that can be straight to the edge. Well, I look into your eyes as you try to break me. And then you can just stop and watch even more breakup just flow from the tip. When someone's giving you a handjob, you are completely at their mercy, and it is just delightful. And of course, the endings are just spectacular. It's just the biggest downside, though, as there isn't really a subtle way to come from a handjob. Not without ruining your clothes. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. But especially when you're lying there with someone, and when the two of you just do not care about karma and where it goes, and just accept the inevitable cleanup that's gonna be done. And as she lies there, whispering in your ear, begging for me to come, as she strokes my cock. When neither of you care about just being covered. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. And there are so many different ways to finish. Slow and continuous. Oh, a nice sensual end. Every thrust just forces out another spurt. Well, sometimes, when you're feeling particularly messy. Oh, God. And they just shoot you as fast as they can until you can't take it. Oh, and you explode. So that's why I have a weakness for hand jobs.